The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here.
The champ I'm a killer with the first verse.
The
and I'm a
bury
him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is soft when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is soft when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain. So straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Grind, man. The realest, realest show ever. I know I need to get a little bit of light going on right here. Want to make sure everybody can hear me. Thank you for jumping on Blog Talk Radio Land. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live. Thank you to everybody out there in Radio Land, man, for jumping on, being on The Grind right here with me, Nate McCray, and my amazing host, my co-host, Miss Pam McCray. Guys, we're getting it done right here. We're going to be talking about something amazing this morning. I drank it all. Talking about something amazing this morning, guys, the power of decision. And that was my decision. So the power of decision, everybody. We're going to jump into that thing, man. Thank you guys for jumping on. Share this out. Also, guys, you can dial in, all right? Dial in if you want to be able to help the ratings on the show. Thank you for those of you that are already dialed in. If you want to help the show ratings, guys, be able to be vision carriers for The Grind, dial in to 646-668-2564. Again, 646-668-2564. And you'll be able to actually ask questions as well by hitting one and raising your hand, right? So guys, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the power of decision, because we all make decisions every single day. Now, the power of those decisions is all up to you, and we're going to give you guys some great examples and show you how, to make good decisions. But guess what? You're not going to always make the best decisions. So we're going to show you guys how to bounce back or how to thrive from the decisions that you make and be a winner in life, guys. Some of you are saying, well, I'm already a winner. Then you got it going on, then. We believe all you guys are winners anyway. So let's just go ahead, man, and jump into this thing. And I want to play a song for you guys right quick. And I just played this. I love this song because I always believe that every day we wake up, things are going to be better today than it was yesterday. No matter what's happening, no matter who's done what to you, I believe that tomorrow when I wake up, it'll be better than today. So tell yourself, man, today is going to be a brighter day and everything's good. Thank you.
Yo, everybody come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one, fourth one. Come on, sing it.
I never knew Jesus. I never knew. welcome everybody out there on the grind. Welcome, welcome, welcome to, yes, it's another great Tuesday.
Great Tuesday. We need. I kind of feel like I needed this to be Mimosa Tuesday, right?
I don't know.
But it's not Thursday yet.
No, you know, it's been one of those weeks. Like, I feel like we've been running, like, nonstop. And I tell you, we've been in, like, Jaden's world for, like, the past week.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. When I tell you nonstop, Jaden, is your camera clean? I feel like I'm a little blurry. But we have been nonstop with Jaden, moving from fifth grade, going into middle school, graduated yesterday. But all of these festivities, I tell you, I've never seen. Sorry, Facebook, maybe okay. Clean the camera. I've never seen so much. Never seen so many activities. Like a child, he went to Orlando last week for 2 days, and literally parties and going by friends' house for parties and. You know, this breakfast after graduation yesterday, dinner with the family. We've been in Jaden's world, so when I say nonstop, today is the last day. And so just, you know, been very, very busy. And, you know, we've been, as I came in this morning and was trying to get me a cup of coffee, which that didn't go too well. But anyway, didn't grab my cup of coffee for just trying to move so fast and everything. But I had some orange juice that I was sipping on, so I didn't make my opportunity to make my cup of coffee. But I go into my desk, and they've got jokes. You all know that I'm almost 50. I got 2 days before I will be turning 50, right? And so I go to sit at my desk this morning, and the only thing that's sitting on my desk is a letter. From AARP saying welcome to your new membership. Here's your membership information included. And I said, oh, who put this on my desk? You got some jokes this morning, right? You know, welcome.
I got that same letter when I turned 50, so I did not want to deprive her of the AARP opportunity, right? So I had to let her get her AARP card in, you know, because she joked me. She goofed me about it, and she said, why are you getting an AARP card? They must be telling you that you old. And I said, well, maybe I am.
That's right. I did joke you. And then, sure enough, I walk in my desk. The only thing, my desk is actually cleaned off. Y'all know I talk about that all the time, right? How I live in confusion, but that everything is totally clean right now. And so the only thing I find on my desk is this AARP letter this morning. And so I said, okay, all right, you got some real jokes this morning, yeah. But. You know, just always excited to be before you, to have an opportunity just to really share and to, you know, talk about what God lays on our hearts. So definitely great morning to each and every one of you. Today we're going to be talking about decisions, the power of decisions. And
I'm trying to get this lighting right, guys.
Right, because
we got so much sun.
On the camera.
Is it? Okay. We have so much sun. That's in the camera.
All right, I got it.
We have so much sun coming through.
There
the windows all
I
the time,
old, baby.
You know, that it's hard to find a spot. There we go. It's hard to find a spot in the house where there is no sun shining through. So
just hope the light doesn't make me hot.
You know, it will in just a minute. So welcome, everybody. You know, welcome to our world, guys. You know, www.meetthemcrazy.com. You can hear more about us. For those of you that don't know us or want to know more about us, go to meetthemcrazy.com, guys, and, you know, a lot of everything is there. It talks about what we do, who we are, and things of that nature. So man, let's jump right into this because, you know, we got some good stuff to share. We pride ourselves on having this show, and it's unscripted because we only talk to you guys about things that we actually go through, are going through, or have been through, right?
Right.
So we can't give it to you unless it's on the inside. So today was a rough day. We had to get started and we stayed up late last night. We were what I call it late.
Yeah, I was late for Nate. We were literally still eating dinner at after 10 o'clock because Jaden was insistent after going by a friend's house that last night we had to do his graduation dinner.
Right.
Okay. So for Nate, that's very late. Imagine, you know, I think we probably didn't get in until 11 o'clock.
Was it 11? I thought it was after 11. I know I didn't go to bed until around midnight or so. So, you know, I like to be in bed earlier than that. And that's just me because, you know, I need my I need my beauty
all
rest. You know, but nonetheless, you know, the power of decision is amazing because we've got decisions that we make every single day. And, you know, sometimes every minute of the day, sometimes it even feels like every second of the day, we're making decisions. And every decision that we make really impacts our lives or the lives of people around us. So in any event, you know, our decisions impact us. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And as we think about the things that we do every single day, you know, it really defines who we are. And in that same light, decisions define what happens in your life, which ultimately defines, you know, who you are. So you ask yourself, am I making good decisions, Pam, or am I making bad decisions?
Right.
And in any event, those decisions are decisions that shape and sculpt your life. And we kind of like haphazardly make decisions every day, not really thinking about it. And not really understanding that we're going to have to account for those decisions, because even if it's a decision to do something that you feel is not right to do, but nobody else kind of knows that you're doing it, eventually it'll come out. So you've got the decisions that are underneath in the dirt that are growing that you're making, and then you've got the decisions that you make out front so that everybody sees you. So the power of decisions. What's your take on that, Ben?
Well, you know, just like you, I could diddle everything you just said, but I think we have to ultimately realize that every single thing that we go through in life is a result of a decision that we've made or a decision that we've chosen, elected not to make. So not making a decision is also, you know, a decision in life. And many times we end up not choosing to elect and decide on the things that will actually allow us to have that better life. You know, because ultimately, when you think about deciding something and when you make a decision, it means that you got to let go of some things. It means that you have to cut off some things because you now have made a decision to intently move on purpose and in purpose in order to accomplish something in life. And so when we think about deciding and having to eliminate things, I think that many times what can happen is we start to overthink it. We start to worry about the thoughts and opinions of other people. We start to think about the things of what it's going to take, the pain, because when you decide to do something, especially when it's something different, and when you start to get into that different zone, it's no longer comfortable. And so a lot of times the decisions that we make in life, you know, ultimately will end up definitely driving us in the direction of where we need to go. But many times we end up not making those decisions because of fear. Fear could be another reason why we don't make those decisions. But I can say that successful people make decisions and they're slow to turn back. They make those quick decisions and they're slow to turn back. And so, therefore, when we realize that in life we have to decide, the only way for us to change our situation, because many times we go through different things in life, is for us to decide to do something different. Just like I could take it back to last week, I decided, coming up on my 50th birthday, okay, yes, I live a healthy lifestyle. I do, right? I eat pretty well, okay? Many times, sometimes my biggest thing is I don't eat enough. Mm-hmm. But I eat my veggies, right? I don't eat meat. I take all of my products, all of the TLC products that are changing lives all over the world. I take all of those products. But I had to do a shift in my body in order for me to now to be able to take my goals to the next level. So that was a decision that I had to make. And it wasn't an easy decision. And I tell you what can happen when you think of when you decide to do something different. Now you're going to start to get all these little voices in your head. You're going to start to get all the little negative things saying, oh, no, but just eat that day, okay? Because I have this problem with tacos. I love tacos, right? And those veggie tacos. And so I was getting good voices in my head saying, no, wait until tomorrow. It's Taco Tuesday, right? So don't wait. You know, go ahead and eat what you want to eat. But I had to decide and I had to say, no, I can no longer listen to those voices that's coming in my head, because if I want to be able to achieve this goal, then I got to do something different. And so I had to cut off some things. I had to cut off my eating habits and decide to, you know, say I'm going to now drink some smoothies. I'm going to commit to a 3-day commitment in order to shift things, in order to transform some things, in order to bring about a different result. And so I had to mentally I had to mentally get myself in a position to say, okay, I'm going to do this. But then I also had to continue to put things into my spirit and to my mental in order to help me to understand that, yes, I could do this.
Right.
So it was the power of my decision and not allowing anything or anyone or any thoughts to come in and take control.
Thoughts, right.
Right, those thoughts.
Thoughts are beasts, man.
They're
I'm telling you, honestly, do more to have more.
Right.
And a lot of people don't want to do more to have more because that do more part, everybody wants to have more. But in order to get more than what you're getting right now, you have to genuinely do. And I think that's the sticking point for a lot of people when we think about making decisions on different things in life. We kind of shrink back from the decision of from the decisions that don't make us feel good.
Right.
Like we could go and do the things that make us feel good internally, physically, emotionally. But in a lot of cases, fam, the decisions that we have to make, when people used to say, I remember my mom and dad, they used to be like, really, mostly my dad, because my mom just used my dad as the hammer, right? Because so she didn't have to, you know, put the wood on us, right? So she was like, wait till your dad gets home, you know, I'm gonna tell your dad, y'all stop doing that to your husband, man. Don't do that.
Your mom get home.
Yeah, you know, you now all of a sudden everybody's dreading when dad come home. Dad wanna come home to a loving family, kid that's hugging his leg, but now he gotta whoop somebody. He ain't seen him all day. He gotta whoop somebody. You know, so but it's the dad, when my dad used to say, you know, son, this is gonna hurt me a whole lot more than it hurts you. And he had to make that decision, and at that point I'm like, I can promise you it's not gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt me. I'm the one getting the whooping here, right? So how is it gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt me? And then, you know, as I got older, I started to realize what he really meant from that thing, because mental anguish, mental pain is far worse than physical pain. So, cause that's the pain that keeps you stuck or it grows you, right? So when he made that decision to have to put that leather on me, you know, it wasn't a decision that he wanted to make. You know, I made the decision, you know, a while back. I said, you know, I'm never gonna spank my kids again. You know, my kids not getting whoopings. You know, not for me. And Pam wasn't, you know, doing any of that because she was just using me as that, you know, as the scapegoat. I'm gonna tell your daddy when we get home. Wait till we get home. They're in the car cutting up. Wait till we get home. I'm gonna tell your daddy. You know, I come home, wait for my kids, give me a hug, and they like, Don't hide from daddy. Hide from daddy. You know. So now I decided I'm not spanking my kids no more. So there are other things that I can do to affect
change.
They
don't do things to deserve.
And they don't. But when they do, you figure, okay,
my kids,
maybe I can take
them. They're not disrespectful. They don't know that.
Nah. But sometimes every kid has. No kid is perfect. They have their moments, right? So when they get their moments, find some more. When they get their moments, right? When they get their moments, you have to figure out an alternative way. And some people are saying, well, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child. And that's a whole nother show because, you know, we can go on and on and on and that. But as a whole, the rod is not the rod of whooping. You know, it's not the physical rod. It's the spiritual rod, the mental rod. You have to discipline your children now if you want them to actually grow up and respect people, respect authority. And that's the biggest thing, disciplining your kids by either taking things from them or talking to them, you know, telling them that what you did wasn't right and this is why it wasn't right. And it opens a dialogue with your kid. And
right.
I know it. I'm not going to say that they're going to be an angel from that point on,
right,
but it starts to create a foundation for that child. And once that child learns, then when they get to respect authority, it'll be a very, very respectful child. But as the Bible says, you know, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're older, they shall not stray. That doesn't mean that they're going to make mistakes.
Right.
That simply means that they'll have a great foundation to
right.
always fall back on. So,
well, you know, that decision to have that family meeting with the footprints, what, about a week ago? That's
yeah.
been working real well around here. That's the only problem we have with our kids is that they think that there's this little green man that's going to come behind them and clean up. And so that's the biggest problem that we have. But just making that one little small decision can impact and change, you know, just using real life situations. We were tired. We were tired.
But that was like our third family meeting, right? So
right.
We had to find the
working.
Thing to tweak. It wasn't working,
it
right?
It wasn't working, right?
Yeah, and some people would be like, you know what, I'm going to go into something different, but we had to figure out something else mentally because you have to be properly motivated.
Right, and you know, and even when you make a decision, that's kind of powerful what you just said about having to tweak it. Because sometimes we make decisions, and they may not be the right decision. They may not even be the decision that's necessary in order to move us from point A to point B if we're trying to get from point A to point B. But we're able to now kind of look back and say, okay, that didn't work. Let's see what needs to be fixed in order to now analyze it in order to bring about a different result. And so that's kind of what happened. But I tell you, it's working around here because now everybody's around the house talking about footprints, and cleaning up, picking up. And it's working pretty well.
It is. It's working well. Better than it was. Better than it was.
Because I had the most footprints around. I had a lot of footprints around the house.
I didn't want to be the one to say that. I didn't want to say. I let her say it on herself.
I had a lot of footprints around the house. Yeah. It was like, they're around here cleaning up. They're like, Mom, you know, I think you need to make some better decisions because your prints are all
Mom
over the place.
Big footprint, you know.
Right.
You know, you get up and you leave stuff places, and you know, everywhere you go around the house, you leave remnants of which that you're there. You know, and for long, if you've got 6-7 people doing that in the house, before long, the house looks a total mess.
Right.
You know, and then when somebody says, you know, well, I'm, you know, around the corner, I want to stop by. You know, now you're scrambling around like ants trying to clean up everything. Nobody wants to have to do that. So,
right.
You know, so
it's the small decisions that end up impacting our life the most.
And you know, it's funny because last night, you know, funny story. We were going to the restaurant. We wanted to go to this one restaurant, and it was packed. Everybody had the same idea, right? So we couldn't go to that restaurant, and so we decided to go to another restaurant, but it's the exact same restaurant. It was a hibachi grill. But this one didn't have the where they cook the food in front of you. So,
right, how you have a hibachi meal
right,
and no
hibachi
food.
With no hibachi.
What,
right?
What kind of stuff is
so
that?
So they cook it in the back. Right. So,
but Jaden was insistent on eating this
adamant.
Food.
He
I was like,
adamant.
Can we come back tomorrow and get the experience so we at least pay for the experience?
Yeah. He was adamant about
was
getting
adamant.
This food. And so I'm listening to everybody now. The other kids, you know, in the truck complaining. You know, Azaria's complaining. I'm like, no, I don't know. This man, it doesn't look right. Look on the outside. Yeah, look on the outside. Don't even, it's a storefront. It doesn't even look like a real restaurant. Look at it. And, you know, Christian's like, yeah, man, look at, you know, Christian's going to sit on the side with the strongest, you know, argument, right? Yeah, man, look at it. You know, Brianna's pretty much saying, you know, let's just eat. You know, Brian's kind of like me.
And Jaden's mind was made up.
Jaden's mind was made up, right? But he said something that blessed me, right? Because I'm sitting there, and what we heard him say really, really blessed me. He said, I want to eat here. His bottom line. Then he said, don't judge what you see on the outside by what could be on the inside. And I said,
and you know what? And matter of fact, he said, Mom. You always said that, so why are you judging? He said, you always said don't judge a book by its cover.
Right.
So why are you judging this book by its cover? He said that specifically to me. I was like, let me go on and get out this car.
I was already out. I said, well, I'm going to check it out because, you know, and then shortly after, here comes Jaden, and he's like a little man. You know, he really is. You know, he's way above his time. He's very intelligent. So he goes, you know, Dad, this ain't so bad. You know, we're going to get a booth, so we want to get this table right here. I mean, he was taking control. He made a decision that he wanted to eat here, and he was willing to stick by his decision all the way into the restaurant. If the inside wasn't what he thought it was going to be, you know, he was willing to stick by that decision, but he was also willing to go on the inside and say, if this ain't what I want, then we can roll out of here, right? So that's what I mean when I'm saying, when Pam is talking about sticking by your decision. Right. But when those decisions don't pan out the way you think the way they're supposed to pan out to get you to the next level, some of it you have to stop at that point, you know,
right.
Stop, pop. Right. And figure out why is this decision not getting me to the next level? Why do I feel stuck? Now, at that point, Pam, is when a lot of people.
Necessary.
Yeah, you got to learn the change was necessary. But what constitutes the change? Right? Because now here's the sticky part, because people at this point have to do some self-analysis, right? Because what the decision that you made, the reason it may not be working for you is not always because of things that you see on the outside, right? Sometimes we have to self-assess and figure out, you know, is it me? or is it the thing or the person or the situation that I'm in? And we have to be able to stick and move and do that quickly. As Pam said, you know, successful people make decisions quick and they're slow to turn back. Because at that point when you make the decision, you're slower to turn back because now you're in that self-analysis mode.
Right.
Right? You're trying to figure out, okay, is it me? Am I, and I've said this before, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe something's wrong with me because I can clearly see that this isn't right. But everybody else is like, awesome, awesome. So at that point, I have to self-analyze, right? And this is where my, see, I wore my Raw shirt today. It doesn't say war for some of you that are reading this backwards, right? But we can put it that way. It's Raw, okay? So this is when I have to be raw with myself and say, Nate, is it you in this situation that's keeping you stuck, or is it the situation?
Right.
And once I make that analysis of myself, and I clearly have faculties, you know, everything is working. My beliefs, this is my level of integrity, my character says this is what I want. I've set this goal for myself. This is the vision that I want for my life. Does this line up with this? If
that's
this
it.
Doesn't line up with this, I don't care if I'm the only person, then I have to remove myself from the situation. And what you'll find is when you start doing the right thing, other people start doing the right thing.
Right.
Because as a whole, as people, guys, we're just, most people tend to just follow the crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. That's the reason why when you even look at, you know, situations where you talk about, you know, when they talk about success, and honestly, you got a crowd of people, you got to have a crowd of agreeing, and you got that one little red person, you know, in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because that person is standing out because they made a decision to not be like the crowd. And you're right, I agree. You know, in life, your decisions have to line up with the things that you believe in. They have to line up with the values. They have to line up with, you know, integrity. Your decisions ultimately, for real, shape your entire life. Where we are today, every situation that we've been through in life, you know, everything that we truly, you know, a result of where we are today is from the decisions that we made yesterday.
Right.
And so when we realize that no matter what it is, no matter how small it is, how big it is going to impact every area. Decisions, you cannot live life without deciding. And you know,
and you can't and you also can't live your life making decisions that are conducive for everybody else.
Right.
Except you.
It's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
You can't because when you do that, you're not moving and operating in the purpose that God has given you.
Right.
And so when you take the time to really slow down, when you take the time to really reflect, when you take the time to really understand that all of us are created individually. I talk about these fingerprints, right? We all have footprints, right? We all have our individual fingerprints. So therefore, we all have our individual purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we don't start to make better decisions for ourselves, the things that God is telling us to do, to allow ourselves to put ourselves in that quiet zone, to allow ourselves to be able to listen, to allow ourselves to cut off all the noise around you, the left, the right, not paying attention to anything that's not lining up with what God is telling you to do for your life, then what's going to end up happening is there's a price to pay for every decision that we make in life, whether we make it or whether we decide not to make it. There is always going to be a price. You cannot live life without paying the price for every decision that you decide to make or you decide not to make. So therefore, when we realize that, we'll get up and we'll make a decision to put forth every effort to make better decisions in life, knowing that these better decisions are ultimately going to drive us towards the very place, the very destination that we're going to end up at.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we look at it like that, we have to realize that they are very powerful, the power of a decision. Decisions are very powerful because they determine our destiny.
And who should be the first partaker of every decision that we make, though? You know, because we've got two types of decisions that we, you know, sometimes are entrusted to make for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's kind of a fine line there. So there's a blur, a hazy area. But
right.
Then there's decisions that we're making for ourselves. I believe that decisions that we're making for other people and for other situations, everything is in context. It has a season. You know, like take you, for instance, you have to make decisions for your dad.
Right.
If you make the wrong decision for your dad, then it could be detrimental for him.
Right.
Right. But if you make the right decision, then it helps you. But if you make the wrong decision for him as well, it can be detrimental, not just him, but for you as well. So that's kind of like one of those gray areas that you have to realize that, okay, I'm making decisions for somebody else's life. But what happens when you're making decisions for people and they may not need you to make decisions for them, or they don't have the power yet that they know they should have to make their own decisions. And I believe that's what happens with people. They don't want to make their own decisions. They allow somebody else to make them for them because they don't want to make a mistake. Mm. And the power of their decisions, they know, can make or break them, yet a fear of failure. And I heard a wise man once say, you know, if you want to be more successful, then fail more. Mm. You know, fail more. And, you know, every successful person that I know has failed time and time again. I used to tell my son all the time when I was first, you know, training him basketball. I said, you know, I'm not going to get mad at you if you shoot. I'm going to get mad at you if you don't shoot.
Right.
Right. If you get the ball in your hand,
shoot it,
and nobody's on you, and you don't shoot it, I'm going to pull you out of the game. And I did that, but it got to a point. He was like, "But Dad, what if I miss?" I said, "What if you don't?" I said, "You have to shoot to be great." So fail, son. Don't matter. If you miss, go down the court. Do like I did when I was playing ball. My bad. Clap it up. You know, let's be up. You know, you have to be the person that gets past moments quicker than the average person. If you're not the person that gets past moments quickly, then you're gonna find out that in your life, you know, you're lingering in stuck places,
right?
Because you can't move from moment to moment or from decision to decision. See, make decisions quick and be slow to turn back, because you made the decision for your life. And when you make the decision for your life to do something for your life, you have to stand by that decision. You have to own that thing. I could have easily told Christian, "Look, man, stop shooting. You suck at it, right? Don't shoot. Everything you shoot, you miss, right?" But that would have been the analysis phase. It's like, this kid is just, he cannot make a basket. He shoots the ball 20 times and makes one shot, you know, and he's been doing that for 2 years now. I got to make a decision. Hey, man, you're a great passer, just not a great shooter, right? Pass the ball, find the open man. It's called adjusting. And when we make those adjustments in our life, we find, but it's not just making the adjustment. It's how fast, how quick can you make the adjustment? Remember, there's the identification phase, what we call the discovery phase. Once you discover it, now you have to analyze it, all right? And that analyzing phase is a little bit more in depth, but it doesn't take you, you know, a whole bunch of time to analyze, you know, what you need to do.
Well, I think that's the area that people spend too much time analyzing, right?
Analysis paralysis.
And when you start to analyze things too much, you start to overthink it, you start to doubt it, you start to never move. You talk yourself out of it, and you never end up moving. You never end up deciding to take action, because that's the power. When you make a decision in life, it's going to require the next step after you make the decision. You got to move. You got to take some action. Okay, what are you going to do? You now made the decision to do something, right? To decide to cut off something in order to have something. So you let go of something, you cut off something, in order to do something different, to have something different. Mm. So now what actions are necessary in order to bring about the results of the decision that you made? Because if you don't move after now making that decision, it could be detrimental.
And the procrastination kicks in.
Right, procrastination starts to kick in. All of that, all of the negative start to kick in because of the fact that you don't move, take some action now that you've decided to do something. And I think that's where it all... A lot of times in life, people stay in that analysis paralysis. They start something new. They start a new business, and they overthink it. They overanalyze instead of just going. Just do. Just figure out, okay, you decided to do something. What are the steps that's necessary in order to win in this thing that I decided to do? So let me just start to move and figure it out along the way. Let me make sure that I'm growing. Let me make sure that I'm learning. I'm plugged in. I'm now putting myself in the environment necessary to breed the success that I want to see happen. You know, if it's a new career, whatever it is, you got to engulf. You decide to go back to school. Whatever it is, you have now made a decision. And so now you got to make sure that you get up every day and you take some action that's now going to help you ultimately achieve those goals.
That's good. No, that's really good. I love that. And we're going to come back, guys. I'm going to help you guys. We're going to actually get you guys the blueprint on how you can start from where you are right now, right? The blueprint, guys, basically, I'm going to let Pam get that. The blueprint on how you can actually start and get yourself from where you are right now to where you to on the path to where you want and need to be. First of all, you have to determine that this is where I need to be, okay? But overall, where do I want to be? Those are your long-term goals. We're going to talk about that when we come back, guys. You know, remember, dial in 646-668-2564 if you want to raise your hand and have some comments on the Grind Guys Live. We'll be right back after the song, guys.
Most, 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 most.
Everything I do.
Most, 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 most.
Everything I do. Everything I do, I do it in a boss way. Yeah, blessing up and saving souls. You know the Lord, He made me whole. Worshiping Him till I'm old. When it comes to worshiping Him, I'm a pro. Change the world like a boss. I remember I was lost. Now I'm found because of Jesus Christ paid everything on the cross. Now I walk like a boss. Now I pray like a boss. Now I live like a boss, pay for everything and give like a boss. I ain't telling you to do it, just respect what it is. When the Holy Ghost hit in me, room full of goons, yeah, holding back this.
I do it in a boss way. Everything I do it in a boss way.
Bosses overlooking territory, in the name of one of Mary boys. We all over here speaking faith. Go somewhere else with them horror stories. Talk to bosses on a daily basis. And we plotting on the move we're making. Now you want it like, oh, here we go. But we plotted this a year ago. Kingdom coming down to every hood. Sticking with it till we doing good. Sticking to it soon as we'll be done. Altar call now with everyone. Million coming to the fold, boss. Bless another, save a soul, boss. In the presence like a boss. Push the kingdom like a boss. Yo.
Everything I do, do it in a boss way. Everything I do, do it in a boss way. Everything I do, boss way. Everything I do it in a boss way. Oh my, my, my.
Cause I'm a boss.
I don't walk in fear.
Cause I'm a boss.
Have authority,
cause I'm a boss.
We coming in the name,
cause I'm a boss.
And we run the game cause it's Simply Boss. Falling but I was caught. Walk like a boss cause I'm confident I was kingdom tall. Certified boss of bosses, he made wins out of my losses. God giving and we receiving like Odell and Randy Moss. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in the way the Lord has paid. And I will stay on the past. Walking in the light, feeling like the man. And when bosses talk, if you in the dark, you may not understand.
Everything I do, do it in a boss way. Everything I do, do it in a boss way.
Everything you do, you should do it
in a boss way,
right? Be the boss of yourself, right? You're only called to be the boss for you, all right? Because, guys, when you're a boss of other people, that's the same thing as the job. I had a job in corporate America, and that's part of the reason why I vow. I said, I don't ever want to go back there because I don't like being bossed. I like being a boss of my own, right? Of my own self, of the things that I do. And that's really all we're called to be, is the boss of our own lives. So man, we've been having a great discussion this morning on the power of decision. And I'm eating my breakfast right now because if I don't get some food in my blood sugar get low.
Not a very happy person.
Yeah. And I'll start getting angry.
Yeah, I can go out here.
Yeah,
not this one right here.
Man, she's a classic. She starts with stuff. I can't do it. When I'm with her and she start getting angry, she was like, it's like that Snickers commercial, right? It's like, you know, they're going off. I'm like, here, have something to eat. You know, you're a totally different person. That's how I am when I eat. That's why I relate to that commercial. But man, here we are talking about the power of decision. And I got to say, this is probably one of the most important things when it comes to starting a road to success. And then we got some successful people that are, you know, that are tuned into this live. You know, right now we got some successful people that are hearing us on the radio right now. You've done some great things in life, and you're on the right track because you've been practicing all of the principles that we just talked about in the first half of the show, right? So if you're doing all of those things, and your life is going the way you want it to go, and the way you need it to go, and things are panning out for you, then you should be sharing that knowledge, that information with someone else, and helping them move forward, because the epitome of success is duplication,
right?
And duplication doesn't mean creating somebody that looks just like us, talks just like us, and does everything just like us.
No.
Duplication, guys, is people copying and duplicating the principles, the character that you carry. So you want people doing that on a daily basis, and it's not about what you say. It's about what you do. It's about how you carry yourself. It's everything from your walk physically to your walk mentally. You know, to the words that come out of your mouth, you know, what are they saying for your character? How much integrity that you have, you know, and everybody's saying that's a lot to really carry around and be accountable for. But that's what you're called to be. You're called to be accountable for your own actions. And being accountable to your own actions really speaks to your character, your integrity. So here we are talking about the power of decision. And we said we wanted to give you guys the blueprint,
right?
And the blueprint, you know, we've given you how you need to make better decisions, and what you do, how you make decisions. You make decisions fast because you hum, they call it hemming and hawing. You hem and you haw about doing certain things, and then people
and
call it
procrastination.
Happen. Yeah,
right.
It never happens.
Right.
You're a classic procrastinator, right? So you're doing all of these different things so that people on the outside think that you're doing something, but you're just moving. You're not making any progress, right? So moving without progress is called procrastination. So now, how do we actually get from the person, Pam, that maybe listening to this broadcast right now, and you're saying, well, I can identify with what you're saying because historically I've made some bad decisions. Mm-hmm. I've made some downright messed up decisions. And I just didn't really know how to get out of that loop because I blamed it on everybody else, right? If you blame everything that you do, all of your failures and lack of success on other people, then that means you become a professional victim.
Right.
Right. And once you become a professional victim, they love Band-Aids. They don't like the Neosporin type stuff because the Band-Aid just covers up the wound and there's always a scab there that they can always scratch. Right. Yeah. They can always scratch and see, look at me, I'm bleeding again. And people get a lot of attention that way. And those are the same people that you grew up with, and now you're an adult, hadn't seen them for 10, 15, 20 years, and then all of a sudden you see them again, and they're the exact same person that were. Only a man, only bigger. They grew some physically, right? But not mentally.
Oh,
right?
Only this way and not this way.
Yeah, right. The decisions that you make permeate every aspect of your life. Physical,
right.
Mental, guys, emotional. So now the person that you see has they've grown physically but not mentally because they've become that professional victim. So how the person that needs to say, I get it now, I get it that I got to make better decisions, and I've been making bad decisions. I no longer want to be a professional victim. So if you no longer want to be a professional victim, guys, let me put this disclaimer out there, okay? Because, and I want you guys to really, really hear my heart. This is, I'm echoing Pam's heart as well. Guys, we don't get on the radio to actually showboat for you guys. We get on the radio so that you guys see, you know, that we're genuine and we can actually give you guys some strategies in life to actually help you move from point A to point B. There are some people that listen to this radio broadcast and every day, and they're getting from point A to point B.
Right.
And they're doing great. They're making great decisions. And you guys are on here now. You're doing great. And we think that's awesome. Everything that we say may not be for you. But guess what? It may be for somebody that you know. So the mere fact that you're on this broadcast listening to us is an attribute to you actually continually wanting to grow and find different strategies, different ways that not only you can help yourself with, but you can also help other people with, because nobody knows everything.
No.
Which is why we do personal development every
day.
From
people, and we all make bad decisions in life. We all mess up.
Yep.
And I think that one of the key things that has to happen for a person to now get themselves from where they are to where they want to go or where they desire to go is you have to know what you want
right.
in life. Once you know what you want in life, now you're able to, and you take everything into account for the things that you want in life, because many times, just like you talked just a little bit ago about how sometimes the decisions that we make, they can impact others. So we have to take into account as far as the things that we want, the things that we desire. If we, you know, like we're married, we have a family, we have kids. So ultimately, some of the decisions that we make will impact, you know, not just you, not just me, but it can impact
right.
our entire family. So we have to take all of that into account. But we have to first decide what we want. Once you decide what you want, and you know exactly what you want, now you're able to now at least have the direction of where you want to go. Because if you just get up and you wander haphazardly every single day, not really deciding the things that you desire to have, the things that you want, really, really beginning to move towards those things, then what's going to happen is you'll find yourself never getting up and doing, which is that action piece that's very
right.
necessary. As you decide what you want and the things that it's going to involve, what it's going to take, you also have to take into account, too, decisions also, what plays a good part are your values.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you believe in, the things that the things that you value in life, and all of that is now going to help a person get from where they are to now, once they decide, what they want, the values, the things that they want to represent, who they want to be, how do you want to present yourself in this situation, how do you want to present yourself, you know, to your family, how do you want to present yourself to the world, how are you going to be that impact to help to change the lives of others, because we now realize that the decisions that we make in life, ultimately the purpose that God has given us, is not just for us.
Mm-hmm.
Our purpose is here on this earth is to be a blessing in the lives of others. Our purpose here on this earth is to impact and to change the lives of others. But sometimes we could be so closed-minded because we're in the decisions that we've made have allowed us to put ourselves in certain situations, and we can't see beyond that certain situation that we're in. And we don't look past it. We don't have the vision that God has given us. He says, you know, don't pay attention to the eyesight that you have, that 20/20 vision, which if you're like me, it's very, very, it's nowhere near 20/20, right? But many times we don't allow ourselves to forget about this 20/20 vision and to see the big vision, the bigger picture of why we're here on this earth, the amount of time that we're here on this earth. And I can tell you, that's one of the things that as you start to approach 50 for real, you really start to take the time to sit back. You take the time to reflect for real. You start to pay attention to the good decisions that you made, but you pay attention to all the bad decisions that you made for real. And that's when you decide, oh, heck no longer. I'm not going to do this because I'm allowing certain things, I'm allowing certain situations to come into my life and to allow me to not pay attention to the vision that God has given me. The purpose, the reason why I'm here on this earth, and so let me shift some things.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do some things differently in order to now move myself, because now I understand the values that I have I understand the purpose that I have, and I'm no longer willing to compromise. That's what ends up happening in life. We end up compromising, you know, the goal. We end up compromising ourselves. We end up compromising, and then what ends up happening is we don't move forward because we don't allow ourselves to decide and make the best decisions for our life in order to now get ourselves to the next level.
And it's that curve. We always talk about that curve, because when you're 30, you don't think about being 40.
Right.
When you're 40, you typically don't think about being 50. We all run from the age thing. But the wisdom comes from the experience that you have, but the power comes from how you handle those experiences. And if you're 50, you're not gonna you're more than likely not going to do the things that 40-year-olds do.
Right.
Okay. When you're 40, you're probably not going to do the things that 30-year-olds do. So it's a different thinking.
It
so
is.
So what I want to do is I want to kind of segue into the four elements thing.
Okay.
Because I believe we all fall into one of these categories, if not maybe multiple, but I've always believed, and I know for a fact, that there are four elements in the world. All right, you've got your earth, your air, your water, and your fire.
Right.
Earth, air, water, and fire. There's four elements.
We learned
that in school, right? There are four elements that everybody connects with, no matter who you are. But I firmly believe that we are all either at least one of those elements. I mean, wholeheartedly, we're at least one of those elements. We function in one of those elements. So what does that mean? As you start to get older, you start to gain more wisdom, and you can't expect to really relay. You can relay the wisdom, but you're not. People aren't going to always grab it at a lesser age, right? Like you're going to get if I talk to somebody that's 60 now, and they're going to say, well, I told you,
a perfect example, you can take this thing all the way home to where somebody can actually understand it. Think about it. You know, when we were kids, a lot of the things that mm-hmm. our parents tried to tell us, they tried to instill it in us. We didn't understand it at the time. We didn't understand the values that they were instilling into us at the time. I know, some of them I did, but a lot of them I didn't. It wasn't until we got older, until we got out on our own, until we started to see things, we started to have life of our own, we started mm-hmm. to have kids of our own, that we really began to understand that, you know what? Dang, what mommy and daddy was trying to tell us back then.
If I knew then what I know now.
Right.
That's the phrase. You got. That's what I mean when I'm talking about the curve, guys.
Right.
We have to start bending that curve, because the quickest way to get from point A to point B is a straight line.
Right.
But if we keep swinging the curve, then we're gonna get there when everybody else gets there, and we're gonna find it out, you know, a lot later in life. And what I say is, sometimes if I'm bending the curve and I'm trying to go straight to get to point B, then everybody else is on this curve and they're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm looking at them like they're crazy. And then I'm even questioning myself, saying, am I crazy? You know, for not doing what everybody else does. But I understand that, you know, my Bible says broad is the road to destruction. Okay.
Sure is.
Stand out. Be different. You know, you're going to be persecuted for righteousness sake. Okay. In your heart of hearts, do you feel what you're doing is leading people in the right direction? More so, is it leading you in the right direction? And when we talk about the four elements, and here's the blueprint that we want to give you guys, okay? Because you have to determine which of those four elements you most identify with, all right? Is it earth? Are you a very foundational type person, you know? Is it air? Or do you kind of like, is it like I'm free? I go wherever I want to go, do whatever I want to do, and I can at any moment, you know, I'm going to change. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. You're never going to know who I am, where I am, or what I'm doing. It's just boom, 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 boom. You're pillar to post, all of this, yada, yada, yada. Or are you water? Are you just a real smooth, free-flowing person that just like, okay, I'm easy. I just go, you know, with everything. You know, you kind of, if you put a barrier here, I'm just going to flow this way, you know, and I'm just going to keep on winding around. And, you know, you never know where you are, you know, or are you fire? Are you just that the person that, you know what, fire can be taken a lot of different ways, because fire can forge, fire can destroy. You know, fire can maim. So are you fire? Are in a good way, or are you fire in a bad way? So a lot of people say, oh, I'm fire. I'm fire in a good way. So we can take the fire element and add it to what the other element that you are, right? So I look at myself as earth because I'm very foundational. And here's the key. I'm only going to connect with other elements that are like my element, with other earth elements. So I'm earth.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to connect with other earth elements. But see, what I really want to get to, fam, is that I need people to realize that you have to self-assess yourself. And when you make that self-assessment and you say, I'm earth, you can't expect to really vibe with air. You're not going to. I know that all of the elements make up the world.
But you know what? This is what I was going to ask you. So what about that person that's out there as you presented those different elements? You know, that's saying, well, wait a minute. I see myself a little bit of earth. I see myself a little bit of air. You know,
you can accommodate. But there's a foundational.
I see myself a little bit of air. I see myself a little bit of fire.
Right.
I don't know if you could be water and fire, because you're gonna cancel each other out.
And now we get the balance.
You get the balance.
Now we get to the word balance, right? Which is cherry on top of the cake for the blueprint, guys. Okay, it's when you roll it up, your balance of all of those elements, guys. When you roll that thing up and you say, okay, here's the blueprint. The house is ready. All you have to do is build it according to these specifications. That's when you know you have the balance that you should have. And you could be a little bit of air at times. You could be a little bit. You can be some fire, but you're earth foundationally. I believe that everybody should be earth.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe everybody should have an earth element. And you know, there are some people that their foundation is more earth. Like I'm not going to be wild and free. I'm not going to find out a lot of things the hard way.
Right.
I'm going to be a bit more cautious than the next person, because I've quickly analyzed and I can see that's probably not the best thing for me to do, because there's too many cons to it, right? So I don't really want to do that. So I'm not going to really be for that. So I know what I want, so I go the way that I want to go, and I can't make myself something that I'm not in terms of how I'm going to get to my goals.
Right.
So yeah, everybody, you can be a little bit of fire. I like to believe that I got a lot of fire too. I want to be fire because, you know, I believe that I got to, you know, God appeared to Moses as a burning bush. There was a reason for that.
Right.
You know, it got his attention. You
right.
know, if the bush was never burning, it would have never gotten his attention. He would have never knew where it was. So I believe we all have to have that fire. But we have to be able to connect first and foremost to figure it out, to start, guys. We got to find out what our core element is. And then we have to start adding these other elements in, okay, and figuring out how they fit with us. You may not want a whole bunch of air. You're not a free person who just flows and goes all over the place. I know people like that. Not dogging them, but it's who they are. It may not be who you are. But what God gave you is what he gave you to get you forward. And I believe this is the common misperception, fam, when it comes to purpose. And we're talking about, you know, the power of decision. And it all plays into this. But when it comes to purpose, I believe people don't quite understand that God created them for a specific purpose. Your purpose, my purpose is not your purpose.
Right.
Only you can fulfill your purpose.
Right.
But your purpose feeds into...
And I'm going to be held accountable.
You're going to be held accountable for your purpose.
I
but
can't
your
say,
purpose
well,
feeds
you
into
know what?
A vision.
Can you check your date, Lord? No, for real. We are all held accountable for our own purpose here on this earth. And so go ahead.
No, you're right. Everybody's held accountable. You need to discover your purpose. Because if you never discover your purpose, then at that point in time, you're unfulfilled.
Right.
And you didn't do what you were put here to do. So, but when you, let's just say you find that purpose, you know what it is. And once you find that purpose, now you say, okay, once I know the way that I'm supposed to go for that purpose, then now I know I'm moving in that direction. And I'm earth, I get it. There's some moments I can fly in that purpose, I'm air. But there's some moments I got to get back and stay grounded, okay? There's a whole craze right now that's going on about being in touch with the ground, you know, in health and wellness and fitness, right? Be closer to the ground. Do exercises that incorporate bringing the ground into play. Start on the ground. Lift on the ground. Crawl. Do things that connect you to earth, because at last I checked, you know, we all came from earth, right? So get centered. And that's why I like to believe that I am more earth. And I strive to be more earth.
Right.
Because I always want to have a core to come back to. If I decide to be air one day or for an hour, I'm cool. If I want to be fire, I'm cool. Water, I want to flow this way. But quickly, I know that I can get back to my foundational purpose and who I am and go the direction I need to go.
Absolutely. Well, I think everybody's goal in life is to strive to be earth.
Right.
Because the foundation is everything. If you don't have a foundation, no matter what you decide to do, the foundation is something that has to be built. So that's decisions, the small things that you have to do every single day in order to create the foundation that you want. So in building that foundation, there's going to be those situations in which, yes, you might muddy the foundation a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? You know that if you decide to do something different, you know that dryness is going to come back about because of the fact that you decided to now realize that you got to shift in order to bring about a different result. And so when we realize that ultimately the foundation has to be our focus, and when you now build that strong foundation, nothing will be able to tear it apart. And, you know, it starts off from the roots. It starts off from the seeds that we begin to plant. It also goes back to how we get up and we water it every single day.
Right,
that foundation is everything. And so we have to realize that we've all been given a slate, right? You know, there's a scripture that says, build your house on the rock. Right, and it shall stand. Right, right. And so we build upon this foundation, because ultimately the strength is in the foundation. So no matter what happens, no matter what storms may come, no matter what tribulations, no matter what trials, no matter how many times we mess up, as long as we are getting up and building our foundation and strengthening it every single day, then guess what? There's going to be those times in which the bad decisions that end up happening, they're not going to cause that foundation to fall completely apart. It just may get a little bit messed up. The house that we're building or what have you may get messed up, but we ultimately realize that because of the fact that we're now making better decisions, because of the fact that we understand that it takes a strong foundation to create anything, I don't care what it is that we put our hands to in life, it ultimately goes back to the foundation, because that foundation, now therein lies everything, our values, it lies our beliefs, therein lies our actions, everything
uh-huh.
is put into this foundation in order to strengthen it, that now it can give forth all of the beautiful branches, the beautiful flowers, all everything that now gets created as a result of the foundation.
Wow.
Earth.
Yeah. And,
absolutely.
And it's your foundation in your heart, it's you, you know, and I love that. That's awesome, because we're talking about foundation, we're talking about the power of decisions, because your decisions are what build the foundation. So you have to make great decisions. But, you know, I think I'm going to date myself a little bit now, right?
Uh-oh.
You know, I love everybody that knows me. they know that I love movies. I watch movies not because I don't know the outcome. I know when I start seeing a movie, I know how I'm probably going to end up, you know, because movies are all pretty much the same. But I watch movies because I get a lot of inspiration from movies, because a lot of it's real life, you know. And when you really, really think about how a movie starts, it starts, you know, with the plot, it starts with the, then it goes to the twist, and then it goes to the ending. So when I'm watching movies, I used to watch this one show when I was a kid called Ultraman. Remember Ultraman?
No.
So
don't remember Ultraman.
She's being like, she didn't. I guess she didn't watch, but we're only, just for the record, guys, we're only a year apart.
I remember
okay?
He-Man, Superman,
hey, that's before
Batman,
Ultraman. He-Man was before Ultraman. But I remember Ultraman, right? Ultraman got his power from the sun, right?
Okay.
Every time he came down to Earth, you know, he would be fighting the aliens, the monsters, and he would be getting his butt kicked, right? And when he got a break from getting stomped in the head, he would just stand up and fly up. And everybody's like, where's Ultraman going? Oh, my gosh, what's happening? You know, is he leaving us? You know, Ultraman would go to the sun.
Said, I'm out.
And, yeah, he said, you know, everybody think he's abandoning him, but he would go to the sun and get power. It'll take him about 5 minutes to get powered up, get his power back up. He would come back down. But it was the opposite. He was getting his butt kicked on Earth, but he was trying to fight for the people that were on Earth,
okay.
Right? So he would come back down after he got powered up. And when he got powered up, he would kick butt.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
He was kicking butt at first when he was powered, but
oh,
then he started getting losing
his
power.
Exactly. Power
zapped. Right. But what did he do? He went back up to the sun every time and got his power. So flip that thing around, guys. We get our power from the earth. We get our power from not just the earth, it's the foundation that we create for our lives. And if you haven't created a foundation for your life that you can stand on and be proud of and say, this is mine. This is my foundation. I built this. I didn't compromise it. I'm not somebody, nobody else built this foundation. This is who I am. Every bone, every blood vessel, you know, everything in me, this is who I am. And I'm building it. I built this from scratch. And you know how gratifying it is to know that you built something from scratch.
Right.
And you took the hits. Because we talk about foundations all the time on this show. We talk about when you see a foundation pan being built for a building, it ain't sexy. It's not pretty.
No, it's not pretty.
You don't even pay attention. You as a matter of fact, you're like, man, that's an eyesore. I wish they hurry up and finish that building.
Right.
But they're driving those beams deep into the ground for the foundation, and it's a lot of workmen running around and brick mortar trucks running around, cement trucks, and all sorts of jaggedy things sticking up, and then nobody wants to pay attention to that. But
that's
the problem
the
is,
part.
That's the most important part. But the problem is, no one wants to pay attention to it. But when it gets built, everybody wants to love what is built on that foundation,
right?
But if you don't have a good foundation, guys, then you can't build. You can build something beautiful. It can be beautiful. Right? Everybody else, you could just pour a piece of concrete without putting anything in the ground to hold that foundation, right? You can have a tree and the roots are dying. Right, but when the roots die, the trees could still be standing for a while. But and the tree still looks beautiful for a minute. But eventually, the tree is going to die.
Right.
A strong wind
is
going to come, and it's going to blow the tree down. It's going to blow the building down, and everybody's going to say the first thing they're going to say is the foundation was weak. Look, you just poured some concrete there. You know, you never nurtured the tree, so it died. So the foundation is very, very important. But our decisions are a part of how we create the right foundation. And somebody on our live said, you know, to make those decisions quick as well.
Right.
Make them quick to build your foundation, because tomorrow's not promised. And there's a lot of things that happen from day to day, guys. You're going to wake up, you're going to be 50 like Pam and I. You're going to realize I've been here for a half a century. That's the kicker.
Almost 50.
I've been here for a half a century.
What
change have I affected?
Right.
You know, how many people have I actually helped? What have I done the first 50 years of my life? Now I prayed I could get another 50, but that ain't promised to me either.
Right. And so, I think many of us mess up in the first couple of years.
Hopefully it's not 50. You know, we've got some great things. We're not saying that we didn't do some things right. We did some great things. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But in reality is, you know, there's somebody out there right now that needs to understand that you need to make decisions quicker. And you need to make decisions, you know, for your life before you start trying to allow other people to make decisions for your life. Make those decisions. Start building that thing from the foundation and with your own integrity, with your own character. And as you do that, guys, there'll be so much more gratification in that thing. And as you're moving, man, now you can see you're getting stronger. You know, this is good. You know, and guys, not everybody's going to like what you do. Stop thinking that everybody is going to like you. They're not. Honestly, man, and you know what? I just firmly believe, Pam, that everybody is a person and they have the right to do whatever they want to do.
Right, I agree.
And you have the right to do whatever you want to do, but don't dog other people for what they're doing. Let them do it. That's their thing. That they'll find out in their time frame. Or better yet, maybe they'll find out because you're doing the right thing.
Right.
And they can now see you doing the right thing. But when you're following the curve and everybody's on it and everybody's leading themselves, finding out things later down the road, you're finding them out quicker. And I sit there sometimes, Pam, and I'm like, why did you not see that coming? It's like when I'm watching movies, right? When I'm watching movies, they could be riding on a boat and the waterfall is there, and they see the waterfall coming, they see it, and they're just looking. Something could be coming to kill them, and they're looking at him like, is that a man with a saw in his hand? He's got a chainsaw running at me. What? Let me make sure that's a chainsaw. He's coming at you, but you wait till he gets 5 feet from you, decides
to
run.
And
you're
right.
Sitting there like, what's going on?
You had
but then
the whole opportunity.
Right. You realize it's a movie.
And everything along
right?
the way to actually decide to do something.
Yeah.
Right?
But then you realize that it's a movie. You realize it's a movie, and the plot twist is there for that reason, right? Because it's a movie, and it should be a movie. So now they gotta wait until it gets till they get 5 feet away. Because if they don't, then they'll lose the part, right?
Right.
So, but your life isn't a movie. Your life is for real. This is real life stuff. So why are you waiting for the disaster to get there right in your face, right? Now I'm going to change it better. Why are you waiting for the disaster to get there right in your face, right?
Right.
So what we're trying to teach you guys is the blueprint for your life is really already there. All you have to do is know and define it, discover it. This is what I need to do. And now that I know what I need to do, I got to move faster. I got to move with more intention. I got to move with more speed. I got to move with things that are benefiting me and not somebody else. And if somebody else is in alignment with what I'm doing, then we can flow, all right? But if you're not in alignment with what you're doing, what I'm doing, what my values are, my character, my integrity, then I wish you the best, but I'm flowing this way, all right? Maybe somewhere down the road we'll meet again. Who knows? But right now, I got to do what I am supposed to do.
Right.
Stay in my lane.
Stay in your lane. Absolutely. And decide, right? The power of a decision. I think all of that, even down to the elements and really just understanding that ultimately everything we do is based upon a decision. Everything that we live, everything that we go through in life is based upon a decision. And so as we really, close out this show today, just realize that ultimately you have to decide. Either you're making a decision or you're not making a decision, but either way, it's still a decision. So when we begin to make better decisions in life, then we'll end up having a better life. But you got to decide. Once you make that decision, you got to realize that it's going to take some action. What are you going to do now in order to now bring about the very thing that you want to see happen in your life? And then along the way, we have to realize that, after we make decisions, sometimes when we make these wrong decisions, these bad decisions, because we're all human, right, and we have the choice to make these decisions, mm-hmm. that it may not have been the right decision. So you got to figure out what's working for you in life. Is it working? The decision that I made, is it the right decision? And if not, if it's not working, then I say the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing just because you decided to do it. But it's insane. It's not working for you. So then you got to realize that change is necessary. When change is necessary, decide to change and do what's necessary in order to change, and don't just stay in that same position doing the thing that's not working.
Right.
So decisions, they literally shape our entire life. So therefore, if we move with that thought in mind, understanding that every little decision that we make is ultimately shaping our entire life, and we'll get up and we'll decide to do things a little bit differently
every day. And so let's jump right into the relationship, because, today we're talking about the power of decision. And I kind of want to twist that thing a little bit and talk about support, because, some of you out there, you have a spouse. Some of you may have a boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, aspiring to be, whatever the case may be, maybe just a business partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, support each other's dreams, support their passion. If you're together, you're together for a reason. It doesn't matter if it's business or not. That's why every decision that you make is important, even in any type of relationship. If a person has a passion to do something and they want to do it and they feel it and you can feel their passion, support them.
Right.
Their passions are just as valid as yours. And ultimately what you'll find is that their passion, your passion, if you guys are together emitting the same frequency, functioning on the same frequency, going for the same goal, then the passions will connect, and you guys will be able to do that thing. And you won't feel bad about supporting them. But if you still feel bad about supporting them, it's either one of two things. Either you're a very self-centered and selfish person, or you don't resonate on the same frequency as that person. And the only way to fix that is to fix it. And it may be as easy as a conversation, something that may have happened in the past that person may not be able to get past. And they're still carrying that thing around because people do harbor things.
Right.
So, ask them, what is it that I can do? And it's funny because Sam sent me a text message yesterday, right? And I'm in the bathroom. Right, and I'm sitting there like all of a sudden my phone went off. I got a text message, and the text message said, what can I do to be a better wife? And I'm like, what the world? what's going on? I'm like, what did I do? Did I leave the toilet seat up? I mean, what happened? You know, but I'm like, what? She said, I know. She said, I just, you know, I got challenged to do that, and I wanted to know, you know, what can I do to be a better wife? And that's amazing, because you open a dialogue with your partner, and you find out when you start talking to them and finding out the things that they may have harbored or things that they, you know, don't like or whatever, then things happen.
Right, ultimately. And you know what? And it's funny that you mentioned that, because that was his decision. Because a part of that challenge was deciding to just do it and to actually send a text message. And in the midst of, you know, even in deciding to send that little question to you, you know, thoughts can come in to say, you know,
yeah.
Well, he's going to think I'm crazy when I send this text message. I'm not getting ready to send this text message. But you know, I did. And the reason for that challenge was because you need to challenge yourself in a relationship, any type of relationship, to make sure that you are continuing to ask good questions of one another, to make sure that you all are, you know, on the same page, and to make sure that you all are, you know, communicating. It's a part of communication. But ultimately, when you talk about support, I think one word that comes to mind is respect. You know, at the end of the day, when it comes time to supporting one another in each other's goals and each other's dreams, because we obviously connected because we have the same frequency that connected us. We had those vibes. We had that connection, And what God allowed was for our individual purposes to come together for one whole purpose, for one vision. Like we talk about, we're individuals that made a decision to be together, because ultimately that was the purpose that God had for us, and that's what we wanted to do, right? Because sometimes people can come together, and it wasn't what God wanted them to have, for real. But we made a decision, and we build upon it. But respecting one another and how they feel in a relationship, knowing that, you know, hey, that I am in a relationship, in a business partnership, I love this person, whatever it is, so that ultimately we are,
and
you know,
the frequency.
Yeah.
The frequency is important.
We're understanding each other and communicating together in order to ultimately bring about that one vision at the end of the day. So it boils down to respect.
Respect. And respect, the R word is amazing,
because
ultimately that's what it all boils down to. You respect the person because you resonate on the same frequency. You love what they do.
Right.
And I'll tell you guys, in a relationship of any sort, man, you have to make sure that you promote your spouse, you promote your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever it is, because how you build it is how you maintain it.
Right.
I think that Pam is the best thing since sliced bread.
And I think you're the best thing since sliced bread too.
and the way it goes, I don't think, when I listen to her, and I tell Pam this, I'm your biggest fan, because when I listen to her speak, in my mind, when I think, no matter what, I'm like, man, you're the best speaker I've ever seen. Everything that you say to me is awesome and amazing. And when I think it's not about other people, when you're in a relationship, you know, I'm not going to compare Pam to anybody.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to say, well, such and such does this,
comparison,
you don't do that.
Comparison is a thief of all joy.
Yeah, it is. Comparison is a thief of all joy. And so I believe that Pam, I'll tell you, you're the best motivational speaker in the freaking world. You know, you got so much power that you haven't even tapped into yet. And I want to support her in everything, because she'll never hear me talking about anybody else that they're great. You know, no, I believe she's great. And if you have a spouse, you should promote your spouse as well. And it all just pours into the power that we have. So guys, you know, we're gonna end this thing up, because we've been talking a lot today, and we don't have any notes. It's just coming from the inside, and that's just who we are, guys. Can't give it to you if we don't have it. But here's what you do. Guys, we want to invite you guys tonight at 7 p.m. We do TLC conversations every night, total life-changing conversations every night, Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. And all we're doing is sharing our lifestyle. And we're bringing some other people on as well to share their lifestyle, their testimonies on how they've been able to feel better physically and to start to create a better financial atmosphere for themselves as well. And we do that every night at 7 o'clock. So, guys, log into
Go to
www.tlcconversations.com
and join us on Facebook Live tonight as we have some more fun from the physical standpoint of people just making a decision to change their life physically.
That's that's it.
We messed around.
We built an empire, and we thought we were just having fun, and that's it. And that's how we want life to be for everybody. You know, we just want you to have fun. You should have fun when you're building life, because you only have, you know,
one life to live.
So, guys, decide
to live it. Don't worry about what you're going through today. Just make a decision that tomorrow is going to be a better day, right?
Absolutely. So, guys, we appreciate all of you guys tuning in to The Grind. This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell somebody about The Grind. Take bits and pieces of it, guys. Bless somebody else's life. God knows that's what we're going to do. All right, so, guys, we'll see you guys on Thursday. God knows what we're going to do on Thursday. But all I know is that God absolutely looks good on you, and as long as he looks good on you, then everybody else going to look at you.
Ladies and gentlemen.